Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. In the Wrong Place. Numbers chapter 31, the second part of verse 8. They also killed with a sword Balaam, the son of Beor. As the children of Israel possessed the land promised them by the Lord, various kings were killed. Along with the many kings mentioned is the name of a man named Balaam. Do you remember him? Balaam was hired by Balak to curse Israel. God took control of his tongue, and instead of cursing Israel, he blessed them. Balak was so angry that he refused to pay Balaam. So Balaam said he was returning to his own country, which, by the way, was several hundred miles away. So what was Balaam doing back here in Moab? I think we see that this renegade prophet had compromised and sold himself out. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 14, the Lord says this to the church at Pergamos: "But I have a few things against you, because you hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality." When we are convicted of our sins, we are called to turn away from those sins completely. There is no going back. I have no idea what temptation you are facing right now in your life, but I urge you to make the right choice and choose to serve the Lord. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.